In Be'idon Shilo Mesa, one cow he admits died when he was a shoyl. Be'idon, the third cow now, Lo Yadan, he says he does not know. Be'idon Shilo Mesa, Be'idon Schiris Mesa. So here is a case where really the shomer has to swear, because he's a Kaifa B'miksas, he's a Moide B'miksas. That's the case the shomer has to swear. So now on the second cow, really he has to swear what happened to it. And he can't swear, because he himself has a doubt whether it died in the morning or in the afternoon, or the day he was a seichem, or the day he was a shoyl. So therefore the Klal Yadibun Rav Nachman agrees that the mitoich shen yochli shove mishalim, since in this case the shomer himself does not know how to swear, he doesn't know what happened, and the din is he has to swear. So whenever you have to swear, the pshat is, really you have to pay money. Just if you swear, you could free yourself. Here the case is, you can't swear, you do not know, so therefore the klal is, miter shen yoch li shava, mishalem, automatically you have to pay. Sefer, what's the case of the sefer? Pidalad, where the owner gave over four poros to the shomer. The Yomalei says like this, Dalid poros nasati l'chor, I gave you four cows to watch. Gimel b'sheilo, choda b'schiros. Like the last case was, that one cow was you borrowed and one cow you rented. So the owner says, I gave you three cows that you borrowed from me, and one cow, the fourth one I rented to you. Now what happened was, three of these four cows died. So the owner says, these three cows that died were the three cows that I borrowed to you. Therefore, you have to pay me back for the three cows. So Yomulei, Shoyel. Now the Shomer answers back and says like this, Chodo l'adam. Chodo, I never took from you. Or else, I know for sure it died when it was a seicher. So that's the one that he's being kaifer. One is being kaifer, he's disagreeing with the owner. The chodo in the sheilu meisa. And one, the shomer agrees, yes, I agree to you, amoida b'miksas, that it died when it was a shoyim. So he agrees. Vidoch, the third cow, lo yodan, he says, and clearly he does not know, in the schiris meisa, is the schiris the one that died, and therefore he's putter on it, on the kaim of the sheilu. And the third cow that's alive, and the cow that's alive right now, is one of them that I borrowed. Therefore he says, I'm potter. Or maybe no, the Shela Mesa. Really the one that died was the one, the second one that died, was the one that he borrowed. Or the Kaima, the one that's alive right now, the Schiris. So again, the Shema really has to swear, because he's a Moide B'miksas. He agrees that one he owns, and one he doesn't know. So the din is he has to swear. And since the Mitoch and Yochli Shava Mishalim, since the Meister he can't swear, because he himself is saying he's in any Yodeya, he does not know when it died. So this is the case the Mishnah is talking about, according to Rav Nachman, that the Shomer is chayef to pay. Not because of Bori v'shema, Bori is Odif. No, Rav Nachman knows just a regular Bori against the Shema, Lav Bori Odif. You can't be Moitzi Mamon. But here, since it's a Chiyah Shavua, since the Shomer was a Moitzi Mamiksas, that he has to swear, and now the lacha is, whenever you can't swear, you have to pay. Then the Mishnah says, Zeloime shula, v'zeloime schura, yishavar ha-seiches ha-schura mesa. Let's say they're both a bori. The owner says, listen, I lent you these two cows, and for one day, and the second day, I rented them to you. So the owner says, they died the first day. The shomer says, no, I know for sure they died the second day when I rented it, and I'm potter. So the Mishnah says, we believe the Seichor, like he has to swear, and he's potter. For the Gemara of Yamai, why? Masha to'anu loy hoideloy, or masha hoideloy loy tonu. Like, why does he have to swear altogether? What one is asking for, the other one's not admitting. So there's not a toin v'nitoin here. Rashi says, V'yamai, masha to'anu loy hoideloy, afagav yakimna b'kaifru moida, where he is disagreeing, and is admitting, Hani mili l'Rav Nachman, miyu mas nisin. Hani mili, when do we say that? Only according to Rav Nachman we answer that. Miyu mas nisin, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, kiktoni. But Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, they learn Poshup Shah in the Mishnah. And they learn Bori v'shema, Bori yazadiv. If so, v'yamayi shava, why does the Shema have to swear altogether? Harayenka and haidor v'miksas. There's no haidor to v'miksas ataina. The owner is saying that they both died when they were a shoyl. The Seicher, the Shomer is saying nothing doing. He's not admitting to anything. He's saying L'Adam, it's not true. He's saying they both died when he was a Seicher. He says, so why should he have to swear? He should be potter. So Gemara answers, Omar Ulul, Ule says, Ayidei Gilgul. We're talking about that he has to swear anyway for a different purpose. So once he has to swear for a different purpose, that's the klal of the Gilgul Shvuah. We can make you swear on any doubt we have. The Omale Ishtabali Ezo Mios the Kedarka Mesa. I want you to swear to me, like which one? Shtabali Ezo Mios the Kedarka Mesa. Like, I want you to swear to me that at least an Ezo is a glushin of a person like. Because I want you to swear to me that they died normally. Like, you tiny the what that the two died when you rented them. The day you rented them. So you're only Yeshayim Masacha that day. So you want to say you were caught on Einstein. But still, you have to swear to me that a nineness happened. You have to swear to me that it died normally, that you weren't a Pasheya. So since you have to swear that it died Kedarkai, so therefore, Omigo de Mishtaba de Kedarkai Mesa, Mishtaba Nami de Skura Mesa. Once you have to swear to me anyway that it died a normal death, and you were not a Pasheya, because the Shem is Sachar is Chayivan Geneva Vyaveda. So you have to swear that it died like the Yonis. So once you have to swear to us anyway that it died like Vienus, we also make you swear that it died at the day that you were a Seicha, the day you rented, and not the day that you were a Shoyal. That's why the Mishnah says he has to swear even that it died the day he was a Seicha, because of a Gilgul Shvuah. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Zer Oimer Eni Yodeya, V'Zer Oimer Eni Yodeya? Let's say both of them said they did not know. The case was, I gave you my cow, for one day you borrowed it, and for the next day you rented it, and it died, and we both do not know which day did the cow die. Did it die the first day, then the Shemus Chayiv, he borrowed it, or did it die the second day, and then it be potter? So the Mishnah says, Yachleiku, we take it and divide it in half. So Gemara says, Hamani Yudas, our Mishnah go like the Chura Sumchasi. Our Mishnah goes according to the famous Sheet of Sumchas. The Yoma that he says, Momin Hamutah, Besofik Cholkin. Whenever we have a doubt, who owns the money? So we always say chokin, like here. We do not know who owns this money. So therefore the locker is, we say chokin. That's why he has to pay halfway. But according to the Rabbanin, the klal would be, Momin HaMutzah B'Safek would be, HaMoitzi Mechaveri, all of Araya. So the Shomer would be putter. Like the owner wants to take away the money from the Shomer, he has no right to get the money away from the Shomer. That's called HaMoitzi Mechaveri, all of Araya. Now the Gemara says, Boyi Rebar Babamamo. He has to shout like this. What's going to be? He borrowed the cow with the owner, and then he rented the cow without the bailim. What's going to be the locha? Rashi says, first he borrowed the cow, and he also borrowed the owner should work for him. So right now, the show would be potter if anything happens to it. Rashi says, before he returned the parah, he again went and rented it from the owner. Over Shaski Rosin, when he rented it, the owner was not with this Shomer anymore. And then it was stolen or lost when he was a Shomer Socher. So Ma, what's the locha? So much like this. We say, we look at each one separately. True, first you borrowed it. And at the time when you first borrowed the cow, the owner gave over himself to you. So that's called the Shila Babailim, that you would be putter, whatever happens to it. But then later on, you went ahead and you rented it. So maybe now that you rented it, it's called like something new. Now you're a Shema Socher, and now the owner is not working for you anymore. So it's not called the Schiris Babailim. So now that it got stolen or got lost, you're Chayiv. Or Duma, maybe no. Schiris B'Shela Mesha Shaycha. The fact that you rented it, it's not anything new. First you borrowed it. You borrowed it, you had a right to use it as long as you want. And then you decided to rent it. So maybe the fact you rented it now is still part of the Shaila. Because you chayi still with Gneva Vaveda like you were chayi before. So it's like the old chiyuvim that are going on now. So therefore, just like you were potter before, maybe you'll still be potter now also. Rashi says, the Dilma, Schiris Beshela Meshashaycha. Ko chiyuvim seichet Gneva Vaveda, Yeshnim Beshoil. All the chiyuvim will give you now, because you're borrowing it, you had before when you rent, now that you're renting it, you had these chiyuvim of Gneva Vaveda before when you just borrowed it. So now the fact you rented it, you did not add anything on to the first chiyuvim. So Melo, therefore, the pturim you have of Shola Babailim maybe still applies. So therefore, you'll still be potter. Sas Gemara Shiloh. Now, like this. Im Tim Tzolayim, if you want to tell me, Schiris B'Shela, Meshach Shaycha, yes. that since first when you borrowed it, he had all the chiyuvim that you have later when you rented it. So by renting it, you do not get new dinim. You only have the old chiyuvim. And since the old chiyuvim were the bailim, you'll still be potter. So if you want to tell me like that, what's going to be though? Sochra bebailim and shalosh bebailim. Let's say you first rented it from the owner. And you rented it with the owner also, that the owner is going to work for you also. So right then, you potter on gnev of yaveda. That's called socha bebailim. And then shalosh bebailim. And then after you rented it, then you decided just to borrow it. And when you borrowed it, the owner was not working for you. And then it died. Ma, what's the locha? Shaila b'schiris vade lo shaycha. L'chura, now that you borrowed it, it's like a new halacha. Because for shaila, the fact you borrowed it now, you're even chayiv anointsin. Before, when you just rented it, you were potter anointsin. So if so, shaila is something new, it doesn't have to do with schiris. So that's a story you should be chayiv. Or duma, maybe no. Kivun the shaycha b'miksas. Since the little bit that you had before when you first rented it, also seicher, ashem is seicher, is chayiv on gneva v'aveda. So those two chiyuvim on gneva v'aveda, now that you borrowed it, you still have those chiyuvim. True, we're erring on more. Now even chayiv anointsin. But the first two chiyuvim on gneva v'aveda, and maybe it's still here. So that's called kivon de shaycha b'miksas. Since a little bit, those two chiyuvim of gneva v'aveda that you had before b'teres ha'secher is still here now when you're a shoyol, so maybe command the shaycha b'kulu dami, maybe it's considered like you still have shaychis to this shmira b'bailim that's still called or shayma b'bailim that you be potter, the p'tur b'bailim will still be put upon the shoyol, or maybe no, maybe no, maybe the shayl is called something new, you will not have the p'tur anymore. Now, Im Tim Slam, even if you want to tell me, Lo Yam Rinun, we do not say this last Svara. Kivun the Shaykh of Miksas, command the Shaykh of Kuludami, even if you want to tell me, you do not say such a Svara. No, that when you first rented it, true, then you're only Chayav and Gnev of Aveda. But now when you borrow it, since you get such big Chayuvim, that you're even Chayav now Beyonsin, it's called like a new Shemira. It has nothing to do with before, and now you're starting over, since now it's not the Bailim, you would be Chayav. Even if you want to tell me that, I can still ask you, Shaila. What's going to be Shoala Babylon? You borrowed it from the owner, Babylon, with the owner. You first borrowed the cow, you're a Shoyal, and you also had the owner working for you. The Sochra Shle Babylon. And then you rented it from the owner without the Babylon there. And then the Chosa Vishola. And then later you went and you borrowed it a second time from the owner. So, even if you want to tell me in between when we came to Shema Socher, it's not Shaycha to the Shaila. So it's like a new Shemira now. So there's no more Ptur B'Bailim. But here later on, he went ahead and he borrowed it again. So maybe Mao, Hodar Asile Shaila Leduchta. Now that you borrowed it a second time, it like returns back to the first borrowing. It's like I'm Shoch of the first one. And since when you first borrowed it from the owner, you also borrowed the owner with it. So maybe it's still called, you have a p'tur of b'bailam imoy. Or do we maybe know, if sikol le'schiras b'nei b'nei, that since you rented it in between, that like stops the first shayla. So even though you go now and rent it and borrow it a second time, but it's called like a new borrowing. It's a new shayla. And since right now you do not have the b'bailam with it, therefore you be chayif. That's a shayla. What's going to be another shayla is, sochra b'bailam. First, let's say you rented it from you rented a cow and you also rented the owner, v'shalo, and then you went ahead and you borrowed it from him. So now, when you borrowed it something new, you'd be chayiv. But then v'chozav v'sochra maho. Then after you borrowed it, you went ahead and you rented it again. And the second time you rented it, you did not rent the owner also. So ma, what's the locha now? Mi amrina, do we say asti lo aschiris l'duchta? That the fact you rented a second time, it comes back to the same status it was before by the first chiris, which was a chiris for Bailim, so you'd be potter. Or Dilma, maybe, if Sikolei Shela B'nei B'nei, no, since in between you went and you borrowed it, like first you rented it with the owner, then you only borrowed it from the owner, without the owner, and then you went ahead and rented it again, without the owner, so maybe since in between you were mastic, you had a break. And it was not the Bailim, so maybe you'll be chayiv. So that's the Shaila Gemara says teiku. On these Shailas we have a teiku, we do not have a real answer. Teiku, we have to wait. Alright, then over.
Now the Mishnah says,
Hashoyel es aporo. If somebody wants to borrow a cow from somebody, v'shol choloi biyad v'noi biyad avdoi biyad shluchoi, and it sent him now, Rashi says, Hamashol shol choloi l'shoyel. The owner sends now the cow to the shoyel, to the one that wants to borrow it. Biyad v'noi shomashol, with the owner's son. Whereas the owner is sending it with his son to this Reuven that wants to borrow the cow. V'shokoloi, the owner sends it, biyad v'noi, in his own son, with his own son, or biyad avda, biyad shluchoi. Or else the owner makes a shliach. Oi biyad v'noi, biyad avda, biyad shluchoi shal shoyel. Or else, let's say, the one that wants to borrow it sends a shliach, or sends his own son to receive it, or sends his ever to receive it. Umeisa, and while this cow now is being taken from the owner until the shomer to the shoyler dies, the lacher is potter. Since the shoyl did not get it yet, he did not receive it yet, he doesn't have a chiy of oinsin. His chiy of oinsin is for his chal when he actually receives it. So if it dies on the way to him, he's potter. Omaloi hashoyl. Let's say though, the shoyl himself says, that the ratio is the marshal, the owner himself, does this, sends it to him. But what's going to be if the shoyl, the one that wants to borrow it himself, says, Omaloi hashoyel, sholcholi, please send me the cow. The one that wants to borrow it says to the owner, please send it to me. Biyad bini, in the hand of my son, biyad avdi, my yevet, biyad shluchi, my shliach. Oi, biyad bincho, and your son, biyad avdicho, and your yevet, biyad shluchi, you make a shliach. But the one that's borrowing it is telling the owner, please send it to me. Oi, shomaloi hamashil. Or else if the owner first goes to the shoyel and tells him, listen, I'm going to send this cow to you now. Biyad bini in the hands of my son. Biyad avdi in the hands of my yevid. Biyad shluch in the hands of my shliach. Oi biyad binchor, I'm going to send it in your son, with your son. Or else biyad avdicho, with your yevid. Biyad shluchacho, if you make a shliach. V'yomalei hashoyel shlach. And now the one that wants to borrow it tells the owner, yes, go and send it to me. V'shilchan, the owner sends it to the shoyel. Umeisa, now it dies on the way. Chayiv. Lamaisa, since the shoyl, the one that wants to borrow it, told the owner to send it to him, so as soon as the owner starts to send it to him, like shluch shladim kamaisoi, it's called like he already received it. So mel de chiyuve shmira, the dina shoyl is chayiv right away. Therefore, even though it's meisa kedarka, it's meisa b'yoynis, the shoyl is chayiv. And b'chein b'shoshim achzira, the same halachas applies at the time when the shoyl sends it back. If he himself sends it back, he's chayiv. But if the owner tells the shoyl, okay, send it back to me, it's sitting right away like the shliach, like the owner got it, and then if it will be mesa, it will be potter. The same halach applies in the case when the shoyl sends it back. If he sends it back on his own, he's chayiv until the owner receives it. But if the owner tells him, please send it back to me, then the mesa, then the shoyl, if the owner says, then the shoyl would be potter. All right, we'll continue on the next day. We'll stop here. Yehunda.